Chapter 4. The Three Friends. Anne and Joe walked to Roca's and sat at a table. Anne watched the traffic go by. Joe ordered champagne. Joe saw Irving walk into the restaurant. "Irving," said Joe, walking over to his friend. "I'm glad to see you. Come join us." Irving sat down at Anne and Joe's table. "Anya, this is my very good friend, Irving Radovich." "Irving, this is Anya," said Joe. "Anya?" asked Irving, shaking her hand.
"Smith," said Anne.
"Well, hello, Smithy," joked Irving. Anne laughed. She liked her new name. The waiter brought the drinks. Irving raised his glass. "Cheers, Smithy," he said with a smile. "Gosh, if your hair were just a little bit longer, you would look just like..." Joe kicked Irving under the table so hard that Irving fell out of his chair.
"Oh!"
Anne cried out in shock. Joe rushed to his friend and helped him up. "It looks like you hurt yourself here," said Joe, looking at Irving's neck. "Let me help you get fixed up." Joe held his friend firmly by the neck and led him away from the table. When they were far from Anne, Joe let go of Irving.
"What is going on?" asked Irving.
He was angry. "Okay, Irving, what would you do for $5,000? Joe asked. Irving suddenly got quiet and serious.
$5,000?
Irving asked. "Yes. She doesn't know that I'm a news reporter."
"This is the biggest story I've ever done, Irving, and I need pictures," said Joe.
Irving's eyes grew big.
"You mean that girl really is Princess Anne?"
he asked.
"Yes, and if you work with me today, I'll give you 25% of the money," said Joe.
"It's a deal," said Irving. The two men shook hands. "Do you have your secret camera?" asked Joe.
"Of course I do," said Irving.
He took a cigarette lighter out of his pocket. The lighter had a hidden camera in it.
"Well then, let's get to work," said Joe.
The two walked back to the table.
"Is your neck better now?" asked Anne.
"Yes, Joe helped me. I'm just fine," said Irving. Once everyone was sitting again, Irving took out his cigarettes from his pocket.
"Would you like a cigarette?"
Irving asked Anne.
"Yes, thank you," said Anne.
She took one, and Irving lit it for her with his cigarette lighter camera. He also took her picture without her noticing.
"I've never had a cigarette before," said Anne.
The three friends got up to leave. Just then, Francesca entered Roca's looking for Irving.
"Oh, I'm sorry," Irving said in a hurry. "I have to work now. I'll see you later."
Irving left the restaurant with Anne and Joe. At the same time, the general, countess, and ambassador were across town at the airport. Many men in dark suits and hats were getting off a special airplane. The ambassador looked very worried.
"I hope these men get the job done," the ambassador said.
"They will find the princess," said the general. "Don't worry."